This is Andy Salt with Tony Seymour, who's part of the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty, but also he is involved with the campaign group for Amnesty International. And Tony, can you just briefly outline what Amnesty International is for those that might not know?
Okay. So Amnesty International is an organisation that campaigns on human rights. Human rights can mean a lot of different things to different people. So the human rights we're talking about here are grave abuses of human rights. So we campaign for people that perhaps don't enjoy the freedoms that we do. So examples are people that perhaps campaign for democracy in a country where there's a dictatorship, these sorts of issues. So I think a lot of people perhaps find it difficult to get a grasp on, because we enjoy a lot of the human rights, or recognised human rights, so we perhaps find it difficult to identify with what they actually do.
So Amnesty highlight those issues, and there are one or two issues here in the UK, but predominantly the organisation is international, isn't it?
Yeah, I think for independence reasons then Amnesty wouldn't really campaign on issues in the UK as a rule. There are exceptions to that.
And which ones have those been?
Dale Farm is the one that's probably most recently been in the news, so that's been campaigned on. And what else have we looked at? I think when the Iraq War and Afghanistan were perhaps at their height, and where soldiers were accused of abuses, I think Amnesty probably got involved in that as well, but perhaps more at a head office level than individual supporters. So
what does Amnesty do, and what do you do as individuals for Amnesty?
So we would generally write letters, or increasingly perhaps emails as well as a way of engaging, but generally letters to foreign governments asking for either an investigation, perhaps if someone's human rights have been abused, or perhaps if someone's imprisoned for some of their beliefs, then again we would ask for that person to be freed, or perhaps for their conditions to be improved.
And have you had any sort of major successes recently?
I think throughout the group's history we've had a few successes. There was a chap in Vietnam that we were campaigning for who was released. Currently we're campaigning for we're campaigning for two individuals in West Papua. So yeah. They were imprisoned by the Indonesian government for raising the West Papuan flag. So one of those has now been freed, which is a success, but the other one still remains in prison. So we're still working on his behalf.
What kind of conditions do you know?
Probably not as good as the prison conditions here, and I think the person in question has also had health problems, so a lot of the time when prisoners of conscience are in prison, they don't get adequate health, access to healthcare, and perhaps food probably isn't quite as good as what it should be either.
So this guy's sole reason for being in prison was just because he raised the wrong flag.
After the colonial powers pulled out from West Papua, Indonesia fairly quickly filled the gap. So the West Papuan people are thus campaigning to determine their own. Their own sort of their own government, their own freedoms. Uh, The other point to note, I think that the Indonesian government is also, because they've got quite a high population, they're actually flooding the West Papuan area with indigenous people from Indonesia. So the West Papuans are losing their culture, I guess, and it's perhaps an analogy would be to sort of the apartheid era in South Africa. That's sort of, they're almost like a second class citizens, I guess, in their own country, and perhaps I think there are checkpoints and things to control their travel and these sort of things.
I guess countries like Papua New Guinea, we just never have any clue in the normal media that there's sort of problems happening, and the focus tends to be generally on the sort of large countries, but it's interesting highlighting the smaller countries too. So why do you do it, Tony? I guess it takes a lot of your time.
It takes a fair bit of my time. I guess we meet once a month, so it's not a huge amount of my time, but I think for me, just if you try and imagine yourself, some of these prisoners, etc., would be tortured for their beliefs, and perhaps to try and deter them from doing it again. And I know that if I was in that position, then very quickly I wouldn't be able to cope. It would be, whereas a lot of these people, they'll go through that, they'll perhaps come out the other side, and although they carry the scars, they're very brave people. Plus although we're fighting for human rights here, we're doing it from relative safety, where in some countries, Colombia for example, a lot of the human rights defenders are trade union sort of people, and they know that in going out there and drawing attention to the issues to their government, they're going to get death threats, perhaps their family will, they've got a high price riding on it, and they still go out there and do that work. So it's nice to think that even just by doing a little bit here, we're supporting that. And the thing that's nice for those people is that by us here getting involved and taking action, they know that they're not forgotten, and that there's some hope there. Even if we send a letter to government or to a prison governor, that prisoner straight away may get a slightly better treatment from the prison warders, because they know someone in another country knows something about what's going on, they know about that situation.
So if people want to find out more about what Amnesty does, is there a website or sort of contact details?
Best way to find out more is to go to the Amnesty website, which I think is amnesty.org.uk.
Okay, and for more details on the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty, there's the website surreyheathcoalitionagainstpoverty.org.uk, which you'll find details on Amnesty and all the other member organisations of the coalition.